Well, Mickey, I know Donegal had to play Antrim and you had to play Derry, but I suppose in reality there was a predictability enough about this that should be Donegal and Tyrone to be meeting in the semi-final.
Well, I suppose when the draw was made, people would, outside of Derry and outside of Antrim, would have anticipated that that was a likely outcome, that Donegal and Tyrone would win. We could never be sure of those things. Shocks and surprises happen every year in every championship. So we had to do the job we had to do. Donegal had to do what they had to do, and now we have both done that, and so we're going to be all head-to-head in the semi-final.
How early would you have begun to think about Donegal this year, or was it just coming back from Celtic Park a couple of weeks ago?
Well, I mean, it's always in the back of your mind. You have to anticipate, if you win, who would you be likely to meet? So you don't dismiss it entirely out of your head, but you have to get that balance. I mean, you can't be thinking about who you're going to play in a semi-final if you're not in it. Yeah. So it is getting that balance right. You have to give respect to whoever your opponents are, and we give total respect to Derry because we knew that it only takes them to raise their game one day, get the rub of the green early on, put you on the back foot, and suddenly they play with a pep in their step, and we find ourselves struggling to find the form that we believe we're capable of. So that can all happen. So yes, you can't say to anybody, we didn't think of Donegal at all. It's in the back of your mind, but you also have to be very cautious and aware that you've got to win your first round. That's what we would have said to the players, you know, that it's an Ulster final against Derry, because if you don't win that, and there are no more Ulster titles this year. So yes, it's an Ulster final without a cup, to give you the chance of a second Ulster final without a cup.
Terry, you mentioned Derry. What did you make of the performance? Probably not as swashbuckling as the one the year before.
No, I suppose because we didn't score goals, and because we probably hadn't the game wrapped up at half time like we had the year before, people tend to maybe not look on it as good a performance. But I think overall, the fact that we scored 22 points and that we still had a comfortable margin at the end, I don't think we can dismiss that as an entirely bad performance. I would expect that we could play better in certain aspects of our play, and I suppose there was a time in the game when Derry closed it to 3 points. And, you know, maybe could have pushed it on a little bit more. That would have tested us a lot more. But the fact that when they got to 3, we picked up a few scores of our own, meant we kept the gap that we had at half time. And therefore, it was going to be a question of picking off a point every time they did. So therefore, we weren't going to be in danger of losing the game. It was going to be a question of consolidating the position we had.
Were you disappointed that you didn't get goals?
It's good to get goals, of course, but I'm not hung up on that at all. What I want to do is create chances, whether it be points or goals. As long as we're creating plenty of chances, then there's a chance. There's a good chance that you'll end up with a decent score on the board. And if I wasn't, or if our team wasn't creating chances, I would be concerned. That is scoring chances. If goals come, they're certainly a bonus, or goal opportunities come, they're a bonus. But we don't go out with that in mind to say we must create X amount of goal chances. We play the game to the best of our ability. If scores present themselves, we'd like to take as many of them as possible. And that's the way we'll face up this game too.
But goals are big scores, you know, and they can decide, put teams away and decide games big time.
Well, of course they are. They're big scores, but they're also sometimes can be give you a false sense of security. That if you happen to score a couple of goals, which gives you a 6-point lead right there and then, but if a team pulls back 2 or 3 points, you know, you're then not so sure whether you're as good as the scoreline suggests. So there's ways of looking at everything. And while I'd never refuse a goal if it came our way, I wouldn't just be hung up on the fact that you have to get goals. And sometimes when a team gets a goal, they can rest on their laurels a little bit as well. So there's pluses and minuses with all of these things.
I suppose we'll all harp back to last year. You know, you eventually, after a couple of, shall we say, where Donegal had got the better of you, you finally got over them last year in the Ulster final. And there were always fine margins, but you got the rub that last year.
Without a doubt. I mean, we got the rub of the green at the best time that you could get it. At 70 minutes, 71 minutes, people would have probably put their money on Donegal winning the game. But fortunately for us, I think Michael Murphy missed one kick that he would often kick. And we got the chance to attack again. And we got a couple of wonder scores near the end that you wouldn't always get either. So it's easy to reflect in that game and feel good about winning by all means. But we were only a kick of the ball away from losing it as well. So it was a tight encounter, a tough struggle. I do feel that we had performed reasonably well in a number of the games that we lost the previous years. So maybe we did earn that little bit.
It was a couple of wonder kicks from Michael Murphy the previous year in Ballybuffet from freeze that, you know, turned.
Absolutely. Particularly one I can remember clearly on the right-hand side, a 45, I think, from tight to the sideline on this wrong side, and he just drilled it over the bar, and a couple of other huge kicks. So, I mean, that's what he can do, and we know he can do that most days that he goes out. So I suppose he has to be human in odd time and air here and there. So we're very grateful that he aired in that particular one anyway, because I think if he'd scored that one, it would have swung the balance in Donegal's favour yet again.
Tell me, it's a new look Donegal team this year. You've already seen them, you've already played them in Ballybuffet. They're different?
Yeah, they're different in terms of personnel, of course, but I suppose the template is basically the same. They know how to defend in numbers, they know how to break fast. They are maybe have replaced some of the senior men who would have been finding the going at that pace for 70 odd minutes challenging. That's not the case with these young men. So it's a question of you're losing maybe a little bit of experience, but you're gaining an awful lot in energy and enthusiasm. So I think when you consider the number of senior and seasoned players Donegal still have in their team, it's a fine balance that they have now, and that actually gives them the opportunity not to miss their key players who have retired of late as much as they would have done otherwise. If they'd lost those players and didn't have quality players to replace them who are quality footballers and got youth on their side, then you could see that they would be in a more difficult and challenging position. But they have made light of that transition, and they're holding their own more than well in Division 1 this year, and those players have stood up to inter-county senior football really, really in a mature fashion.
Did they surprise you in Ballybuffet in the league?
Well, they did, of course, yeah. I mean, I thought that they would feel the loss of their senior players more than they did, and they were very good midway through the first half. I suppose we were still in that game. We were challenging fairly well, but they had a purple patch between that and half time when they really won the game. They went from 4-4 to 9-4, I think it was, or 9-5. And that really put paid to our chances of winning that game. And all Donegal had to do in the second half was just keep us at arm's length, which they did very successfully. So, yeah, we were surprised, I suppose, that they were so effective, particularly on the kind of conditions that prevailed that night. You'd have thought, you know, younger players would prefer the dry sod, which is probably the scary thing about the summer football, that this is actually their time of year. And they did very well, even in the heavy sod in the springtime.
Have you tailored or changed your plans or your tactics or your training because it's a new look Donegal, or is it much the same?
No, I don't think you train for opposition. You train to get the best out of your own players, and you have to work your own positions, if you like, with the age span that's in our players and the experience that's there. And so it's about what we do and what we do with the talent at our disposal and how we match that into the best team that we can put out on the field. So it's not about actually anymore the best, inverted commas, individuals. It's about how the people within your squad fit best into your team plan and how they can deliver as a unit, almost more than as an individual. Not to curtail their individual flair, but it certainly should come second to what the team needs.
Are you into getting matchups, or you hear a lot of talk about managers now, we got the matchups right?
Well, there's a bit of that, of course. There's people you have to pay attention to in the opposition. You have to see who their key players are, who would be most influential in their game plan, and you have to have an eye on that. People use this term matchup quite a lot now, but lots of things are thrown about in the GA world nowadays, and they become sort of the language of the day. So, yeah, call it what you will, you have to be aware of where the opposition would, where we would perceive them to be very strong, and where we would perceive their key strategy men would be, and you have to have an eye on them to do something about it of your own volition. But we can't be too caught up on what the opposition may or may not do. We have to first of all focus on our game and how we would like that to unfold, and maybe how we might have to adjust it if the opposition are negating what we're trying to do.
Back in last year's final, you sat back a lot in the first half, you know, and you let Donegal get away from you. They went 4 up early in the second half. They could have got away, you know, at that stage. And it's only when you came out and played your went at them that you obviously got the reward on the scoreboard. Would there be a temptation maybe to go for it more from the word go this time?
Well, I don't know. I mean, where the game will unfold in its own manner, we'll have a few ideas of how we'd like to do things and what we'd like to do. I suppose we were fortunate that we were able to come back from four down against Donegal, because that's not something you normally do. So we had to come out. I suppose you can't defend a four-point deficit, so we had to probably come out and play a bit more football at that stage of the game. We didn't expect to be four down playing the way we were. So you set out to do what you're going to do. You do want to limit the opposition to the scores, as few scores as possible. But if you find that you've conceded some scores, then you've got to chase the game. You've got to chase the game. So you have to be able to move from one kind of philosophy to another if that's what the game demands.
General feeling is, Mickey, that Donegal have improved. They're a better team than they were last year. Are Tyrone better?
Well, I suppose we'd always believe that you should be better a year on when you've got most of the same personnel at your disposal. So we'd expect that we are better, yes, but obviously the proof of the pudding's in the eating, and people will only be able to judge that. Sometimes people judge that entirely on the outcome of a game, and that's not perhaps accurate enough. I think you can actually have improved and have a better performance and still lose the game. So people will always judge it. Whoever wins, they'll say they have improved more. I don't necessarily agree with that in the totality of that observation, but it is good to be improving A and B winning. So that's the target you're trying to do. Be better at what you do and get the result you want.